Desi.
Desi.
How long you been doing this battle rap shit?
Shit, I had my first battle in 2015 against Human. I don't know if y'all know Human Charles. He was like from the YCA scene and shit. So that's when I had my first battle and shit. So that was like early on, you know what I mean? But I wasn't active like when I was first doing it. I wasn't really doing it with no purpose, like, you know what I'm saying? With like actually think about like what I was doing and, you know, if I should be getting this or that and things like that, you know what I'm saying? So like, I guess like the last 2 years I've been doing it a little bit more seriously, you know what I'm saying? It's been like the more serious part of my like battling career.
And then like putting formulating words together, like where did that start? I know you went to OPRF, right?
Yeah, that's why I went to high school. I was in a spoken word program there, but I was writing when I was a rapping too in elementary school. I was rapping with like a couple of my homies. Shout out Chris, you know what I'm saying? I was rapping with him in elementary school. So like, you know, it really started a little bit earlier than then, but Oak Park and, you know, having the artists around and the other rappers that was around and the other poets, that definitely helped like cultivate, you know what I'm saying, like me like pushing myself as an artist a little bit more, you know what I'm saying? So yeah. It played a big part.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
So like in terms of battle rap in Chicago, like what's the Chicago climate like?
It's pretty good, man. It's pretty healthy. It's a lot of people, it's a lot of platforms. You know what I'm saying? You got Guerrilla Warfare. It's the number one out here. You know what I mean? They've been around the longest. Shout out them. You know what I'm saying? Miss Gracie over there. Much love. You got No Coast. You know, I had like that's the league I've had the most battles on, No Coast.
Right.
But they not really based in Chicago, but their headquarters in Chicago. Been there for like the last 3 or 4 years, I think. Maybe 2.5 years. But they kind of like more Midwest league, so they really don't have the Chicago hold that Guerrilla Warfare got, you know what I'm saying? So it's a little bit different, you know what I mean? So then you got, what else is there in Chicago? Illinois, they got Champaign. There's a couple leagues in Champaign. You got the slums in Champaign.
Oh yeah, I mean we went down to those.
Yeah,
that's how's the decent energy in those though? Like
it's cool. It's nice in Champaign. It's pretty decent. It's pretty. I like going to Champaign. Champaign is dope.
What is because I don't understand. It's a lot of artists I know in the city that come from U of I. You know, that went to school out there, and I just don't. When I think of Champaign, I just think College Town, like NIU DeKalb, and it seems like Champaign is breeding real artists that are actually from Champaign.
It's a lot of Yeah.
Like,
it's
they just go to school there. Like,
yeah, it's a lot of artists out of there. You know, my homie Robert K, shout out him, Robert K Recordings. He do like a lot of event holding, a lot of cultivating, a lot of filming out there. You got Chase Baby, you got Trouble, you know what I'm saying? You got a bunch of guys coming out of there. Mo Pesci. You got a bunch of guys. It's a bunch of artists in Champaign, you know what I'm saying? A bunch of battlers too. Nick G, one of the battlers from Champaign, he ended up starting his own league, which is the Slums. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's a couple leagues in Champaign. You got the smaller platforms in Chicago like Dignity and Avail Combat Zone. You know what I'm saying? Dignity ran by Cheesy Picks, Lisa Cheese, shout out. You know what I'm saying? You got Avail, his new platform. So it's a lot of options, you know what I mean? If you like high tier, low tier guy, you know what I'm saying? So as far as that, it's pretty decent, you know what I mean? I think Avail thing is gonna be pretty good too. You know, he got like the 18, 16 to 25 demo. You know what I'm saying? Battle rappers really be like 25 and up. I'm like one of the youngest battle rappers in the city. I'm 22.
Man. Beyond his year, man. Oh my God.
I feel it. It's like some soulful ass energy.
I definitely didn't think that. I thought she was gonna say he was a solid 24.
No, I'm 22. Yes. Yeah. So like a lot of youngest dudes out here is like 28. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? So, battle rap is really like, it's kind of like an old man sport.
I was going to say OG.
Like, yeah, OG it kind of is like, it ain't like old man, but it's kind of like adult man, like 25-ish.
Nah, I think people that take it, that respect the art of rap.
Yeah.
Like, it's, because like, when I've watched battle raps, like Loaded Lux or Daylight.
Yeah. It'd be a lot of young cats. It just got to, like, it depend on the space.
But they not young. They like you said, close to the 30s.
Yeah.
They mid-20s at best.
Like Chess started battling when he was like 17, 18. You know what I'm saying? So, like, Chess is, like, one of the most famous battlers right now. Yeah. And he started battling when he was, like, 18. You know what I mean? So, like, I think he's still younger than, you know what I mean, younger than me. So, like, he started battling, like, real early out there in New York. So, it just depends on the spaces, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's just different to see how the Vail thing was going, because all those kids came from, like, the music scene.
Uh-huh.
So, it was kind of, like, a different feel to the battle rap. You know what I mean? Like, energy, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Battle rap is about the...
It's a whole different style.
It's about the whole presence, your presence, your crowd. Yeah. It's about all that.
You gotta have all that. Like, when you see battles, not cyphers, but even cyphers, shit. Crowd participation, they be like, oh, shit.
That's matter. Yeah.
You gotta have the crowd feeling what you're saying. Yeah. You can't be so deep, they like, damn.
Right.
Huh?
And then they have to be an anti-relationship either.
That was a bore. Yeah, I should have to go home and rewatch it to say, oh, that was hard.
You gotta go home.
You gotta be in the moment. Like, hit me with it.
It's about crowd control. It's about motherfucking, like, how you saying shit. And it ain't really about what you saying. It's about how you say it and who you saying it to and why you saying it.